stupid is, the stupid does, sir.
Stupid! Stupid! Stupid!
That sounds stupid.
It's stupid, but we like it.
It's time for Stupid Stories on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Well, hi, I'm Zero, and this is What's Stupid Today. So a lot of times when we do stupid stories, it's a couple of stories about just crazy happenings in this world we live in. Today, just one story today, because this guy deserves to be a standalone, I would say. So recently, a prison and a group of police in the United Kingdom put out some stuff on social media about the strangest things that they had encountered as they reflected on 2020. And a couple of weird things that happened to them. They had a string of people that they had released from jail actually bring them gifts. One guy brought them pizza. Another guy was so appreciative of the treatment he received at this particular police department that he brought them a box of chocolates he originally bought for his wife and said, "I think you guys deserve these more than she does."
What?
So this is actually a pretty well-loved group of police here in the United Kingdom. Well, a British man also made their list as the most unusual thing that they dealt with in 2020 when they brought him into jail and noticed that he was walking kind of funny.
Smuggled in a gift.
And they got the impression that maybe this guy was hiding something. Now, when you talk about the criminal element and what they might shove up their buttocks, what usually do you expect to find, you suppose?
Drugs,
yeah.
So they expected to find something illicit when he clearly was walking kind of crooked, like he had to go to the bathroom and doing the penguin waddle. So they said, "Sir, do you have anything on your person that we need to know about?" He says, "No." "Sir, do you have anything in your person that we need to know about?" Well, part of the booking process was to strip him down and do the rubber glove search. And when they spread his cavern, they did in fact find that he was hiding something. A fried pastry. Now, when asked about why he had a pastry shoved
like
up his
donut?
Buttocks. Yeah, basically, a fried donut. When asked why such a thing would be up his buttocks, which, you know, it's not illegal to have a donut up your butt. He said that he was worried when he realized that he was in a situation where he's going to be arrested, that he wouldn't get good food in prison.
I would rather eat prison food than the donut up there.
So the situation he was in is he realized, you know, I'm about to get arrested, is eat prison food or smuggle something in with me. And what he happened to have closest within reach that he felt that he could shove up his buttocks was a fried pastry with a cherry filling. So this fried pastry went up his tookie. Mm. Now, they didn't let him keep it. He didn't get to eat it, unfortunately.
Ew, he did?
No, he didn't get to eat it, unfortunately. He was out the fried pastry. They did confiscate it, and I would imagine throw it away. Though the man did comment to police after he was leaving that their food was a lot better than he expected.
I couldn't. When was he going to get that out and eat it?
Well, probably when he got hungry.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to know if it was held in a Ziploc bag or just free up
there. It was just a donut up his butt, Jamie.
It's just free. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. Now, I think that we all have a common problem here in the building where if we walk past the break room and somebody's left a box of donuts, I don't think any of us can say no. I mean, we all really, who doesn't like a good donut?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd like a donut that much.
Nope. Mm-mm.
That would not taste good, I don't think.
I also think it'd be hard to get up there.
Also, you would take it after there'd be germs in it.
And it might be hard to get out. I think it would break apart.
You know, depending on the type of donut, some might be easier to get in there than others, like a Long John. Might go up there pretty good.
Donut balls, like the donut holes, might be good,
too. That's true, yeah.
With some chocolate icing on top.
Yeah, a Long John.
Did it come with the chocolate
with some nuts? You know those Long Johns that come with some sprinkled nuts on there? That might be pretty good.
Ooh, it might be a little painful, though, if you got the nuts on there, those sharp edges.
And do you share with your cellmate?
Hey, you have to.
If someone offered you that and you take it, something is wrong with you and you deserve to be in prison.
It'd be rude to say no, Amy.
Is there cream filling in there? No.
Ew.
No, no, there definitely isn't. Chocolate? No.
Ew.
Definitely no. Who sings it in a couple of minutes on the show? This has been Stupid Stories. See a chandelier in 60 seconds.
The Morning Playhouse.
Check this out. This is Y94.